Oh, shit. A customer. Welcome, lost soul. Enter the mysterious domain of Madame Rose. Do you come to me in my tarot cards for guidance? Or do you wish to ask the Arcana what destiny awaits you for a small price of... Oh, you're just looking around? Whew. Okay, thank God. I thought I was going to have to do another tarot reading, which, ugh, I don't know if I would have managed. Look around as much as you want. Those little jangly things over there, they're for sale. I think they're for sale. I don't know. I don't really care. Oh, what? No. In case it wasn't obvious, I'm not Madame Rose. We're family, though. I'm her niece. I'm filling in for her this year, just a couple of days, which, as far as bad decisions go, it's in, I don't know, top five at least. Oh, God, no. I'm pretty much the worst, at least these days. See, I used to be really into tarot reading when I was a teenager, but that's long ago now. That's how I actually bonded with my aunt. Oh, yeah, she's totally amazing. Love her to death. She used to sort of be like a cool sister, you know? The one that you could talk to when your mother wasn't listening. Yeah, that kind. Yeah, she's still great. Really, I just hadn't seen her in years. And then she came down with a high fever right before the New Age Festival and thought I'd be a suitable replacement. I didn't have the heart to tell her, you know, that I'd kind of grown out of the whole mind-body-spirit thing. So I couldn't really say no. I should have just told her, though. I've really got myself to blame for all of this, huh? Yeah. It's been a mess of cosmic proportions. I tried to refresh my memory with YouTube tutorials. Oh God, I was so not prepared for this. The people here, they take their fortune readings very seriously. Like, before lunch, I got so many dubious glances from the customers that I just lost count. Oh, no. After lunch, they stopped coming in at all. I guess word was spreading around the festival. Haven't had a customer since. This was just a giant mistake. I guess I just, you know, don't fit in here anymore. People here really believe in all this stuff. You know, the tarot cards and potions and the zodiac and the zen. I mean, I still think it's all pretty neat. I just don't have that kind of devotion to it, you know? Like, okay, I bought this amulet from a lady yesterday, right? Here, look at this. I thought, hey, cool necklace. And then she gave me a lecture on how it's an amulet of the Celtic sex and fertility goddess and all the fortunes it would bring me. It felt like she went on for hours. I was embarrassed for just, I don't know, liking the way it looked. Oh, thanks. It does look kind of cute, doesn't it? But I really hope it's not, you know, a cultural appropriation kind of thing. I don't want to offend anyone. Certainly not the Celtic fertility goddess. Oh, the horrible things she would do to me. Or, hey, the good things. I guess if I gave the proper offerings, whatever that might be. Wouldn't that be cool, though, don't you think? If you really believed in it, you could, like, go on your next date knowing the fucking Celtic sex goddess has got your back. Yeah, exactly. Even if it's all nonsense, you might actually do well from that confidence boost. Sort of like a placebo. Yeah. or one of those kids' movies, you know? You never needed the talisman. All you had to do was believe in yourself. Hey, what? Well, I don't know. There's always a chance it could work, right? Well, I can't prove it doesn't. Yet. Plus, it's a nice touch to this ridiculous witch bitch outfit anyways. God. I can't believe I thought it was a good idea to wear this. No. No, it does not look authentic. It looks like I went to a Halloween store and picked up, you know, the slutty fortune teller costume. But thanks, dude. I'm glad somebody enjoys it. You know, come to think of it, you might actually be the first person walking in here to not be sorely disappointed. Which is nice. Haven't had a single good conversation all day. You don't look like a kind of guy who, you know, usually shows up to these things. You here with anyone? Girlfriend or... Oh. Your friend dragged you here, huh? Okay, let me guess. He signed up for that meditation session by the lake, and sitting for 3 hours didn't sound like your kind of thing. I knew it. Oh, I'm sorry for you, man. These places certainly aren't for everyone. Me? Oh. I must sound like I hate this thing, right? Yeah, no, I don't. I genuinely don't. I mean, yeah, this year has been horrible. Don't get me wrong. But when I was a little girl, I used to come here all the time. My aunt would take me, I'd walk around all wide-eyed, smelling the incense, looking at all the pretty stones. Then, as I got older, I really got into the whole thing. By then, though, I honestly think I was mostly in it for the pretty boys instead. Oh, yeah. At least like 90% of the reason I got started with the whole thing was because a guy I liked was into crystal healing. Stop. Yes, it was embarrassing. I mean, that's what kids do though, right? It's not like I was the only one. But still, I had such a massive crush. Yeah, he used to walk around shirtless, his chest glistening. We actually hooked up a couple years later, even dated for a while, towards the end of my Wicca phase. Yeah, of course I had a Wicca phase, didn't you? Okay, but we're not talking about that. Less said about it, you know, the better. But I think I was kind of growing out of it by then, which, you know, thank God for that. I think that's when I stopped too, you know, chasing all these alternative lifestyle guys. It's a bit of a shame though. Part of me misses it. New Age festival hookups. Ugh. Always had a certain charm to them. You have no idea. Just imagine. Hot summer evenings, kissing in the sunset down by the lake, sneaking off behind one of the tents. Oh, now you're getting interested. Maybe this New Age nonsense isn't so bad after all. How about it? Would you have been a true believer? If it meant you got to have a summer fling with a fortune teller's daughter? Me? Oh no. That part of my life is over. No way I would try to pick up another guy at a fair. Or, well, not a crystal healer at least. If it was somebody else though, You never know. So, how about it? Do you want me to read your fortune? No. You're fine, thank you. Huh. You don't believe it, do you? It's all just an elaborate scam, right? I wonder, why did the rational man of science, such as yourself, wander into a fortune-telling tent? Was fate guiding your steps? Or did something in here catch your eye? The decorations, maybe? Come on, you can tell me. Oh, the fortune teller, huh? You thought she looked interesting? You know what? I think you should let me do a tarot reading. I have a good feeling about things to come. And tell you what, I'll even do it for free. That's how good of a feeling I've got. Let me just shuffle my deck. Now, let me place these cards out in the classic Venetian formation. Okay, one here, and here, and then here. Like this. Perfect. Okay, now let's start with this one, right here. This card represents your near future. Oh, and keep in mind that these events may or may not transpire, depending on what choices you make. Let's flip it over and see what we've got. Ooh, it's the Lovers. That's a promising sign, don't you think? Well, it's a powerful card. It foresees emotion, lust, pleasure. Do you like where this is going? I can tell that you do. I know I like where it's going. So, should we flip another card? Okay, how about this horizontal one here? Okay, this one represents your options. You know, the tools you have at your disposal. Let's see. Oh God, it's the Tower. Well, well. Very strong symbolism in this card. I can feel the energy just emanating from it, pulsating, if you will. I think it's actually turned the wrong way. You know, it really needs to be turned upright, standing strong and firm, pointing right towards this card here. Let's flip it and see what we find. Six of Wands. I mean, symbolizing resolution. A climax, if you will. So, that's Six of Wands. I think we also need to flip this card. And, oh, would you look at that? I'm sorry. It's Nine of Wands. I think I'm getting a firm grasp on your future. Some of the details are still a little blurry, though. I don't think the tarot cards can do me any further. I think I'll have to read your palm. Would you like me to do that? Let me just close the tent up first. We don't want any more customers coming in here anyways. Because, you know, reading palms can be a very intense procedure. You wouldn't want anyone to interrupt us. Oh, and there's only one chair on this side. No, don't worry. I can sit on your lap, right? Good. Okay, now give me your hand. Oh my God. Sorry. It's just, you've got such shapely fingers, a nice long curve on your feet line. Does it tickle when I run my finger along it? Yeah? Don't worry. This is all part of the reading. I swear it's an ancient Sumerian technique. And plus, it's all becoming really clear to me. I can see what awaits you now. Something soft. Something warm. I'm starting to see something. Oh, wet. Do you want to know more? Well, we're going to have to proceed to the next step of the reading. And I want you to take your hand and place it here on my breast. Oh, yeah. You can squeeze it a little. Fuck. Can you maybe pinch my nipple? Yeah. Oh, I can definitely see where this is going. But I'm gonna need you to put your hand on my skin. Yeah, slide it up right underneath my top. Oh, yeah. Okay, now you take your other hand and slide it up my leg. Up under my skirt. Yeah, just a little further. No, I'm not wearing any underwear. Why? Well, I couldn't find a pair that went with the outfit. Or maybe I had premonitions about today. Okay. Now, for the next part, you'll have to take your finger and... Oh, God. Oh, you know about this next step, do you? Oh, I can fucking tell. This isn't the first time you've done this, is it? Oh, stroking my lips with your thumb. Oh, just feeling my wetness. Yeah, you're moving up to my clit. Oh, yeah, that's right. Right there. Oh, it feels good. Oh, can you... Oh, shit. Can you just do that last thing for me? Yeah. Oh, take your finger and slide it in me. Oh, can you do that? Yeah, that's right. Tease me. Tease me a little first. Oh, yes, just little circles. Just do it gently before you... Oh, yeah. Oh, all the way in. Do you feel that? Do you feel me pulsating around your finger? Oh, yeah. That's good. Oh, now take it out. Yeah, I want to taste it. Let me taste my juices. Feel your finger in my mouth. I can see it now, what the future has in store. Fuck, do you believe me now? You believe I can read your future in your hand? Well, even if I can't, I can read your cock. The way it's growing so hard, pressing against me, telling me exactly what's gonna happen. You're gonna sit right there while I get down on my knees and just lightly tease this bulge with my fingertips. Well, looks like the Celtic fertility goddess is good to me after all, you know. And
answering my prayers. Oh, Celtic goddess of sex, thank you for bestowing upon me thy boon. Now witness as I ceremoniously uncover the splendid, fucking magnificent fucking cock. As I grip it in my hand, feeling it, stroking it. Be my witness as I lick this drop of fucking pre-cum and use my tongue to rub it all over your tip. Witness me, oh goddess, as I take this cock right into my mouth. Oh god, you taste so good. I love the way your cock feels in my mouth. Do you like this? When I cup your balls while sucking you off? Wrapping my lips around your head. Stroking your shaft. Oh god, I fucking love it. Can you stand up for me? That's good. Yeah, it's this way I can touch myself. Seems right, doesn't it? The Celtic goddess would want us to both feel good, don't you think? She'd want me pleasing myself while sucking your cock. Oh god, yes. Oh god, it feels so good. Fuck, it makes me want to almost... Oh, it makes me almost want to come. I feel you just... releasing while I... while I come with your cock in my mouth. Oh, fuck. I can't believe how close I am already. Actually, I think I want you to lie down. I know it's a little dirty. Here, let me just take off my shirt. And we can use it as a blanket. Okay, here we go. Get on your back. Careful not to kick up the dust. You wouldn't want it to get in your face. No. There's only one thing that I want on your face. Yeah, lie down. Good. How about this? Do you like this view? Do you like looking up into my pussy? Seeing my juices run down my thigh? Let me just sit down on your face. Is that good for you? Okay. Now, please, let me feel you. Yeah, let me feel your tongue. Yeah. Oh, it feels good. Oh, God, your tongue feels amazing. Keep doing that. Fuck. Yeah, while I lean forward. Oh my god, fuck. Oh god, I can't stay quiet. I need to. Oh god, I love that. Oh, keep beating my fucking pussy out. Oh, keep feeling me all over you. Fuck. Oh, my pussy grinding on your fucking face. Oh god, it feels so good. Oh. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, keep doing that. Don't stop. I'm coming. I'm coming. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, that was good. Fuck. Did you like that? Feeling my orgasm on your face. With your twitching cock in my mouth. You're so close now. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can feel you throbbing as I fucking stroke it. I want you. I want to feel you come. I want to feel you explode into my mouth. Oh, are you ready? Are you ready to come for me? Come for me. Afraid I was gonna be too loud. Don't worry about it. I'm sure nobody was around anyway. Let me just. No, seriously, I don't care if the floor is dirty. I just need to lie down for a second. Oh, look. I think you got a bit of cum on my necklace. Oh, I really doubt that she's offended. She probably took it as an offering, you know, a sign of our deep devotion. And you know what? I'm sure she wouldn't mind getting some more. I know I wouldn't. Oh, what time is it? Oh, shit. That meditation is almost up then, right? Well, you'd better get back to your friend. Here, let me just... Oh, I've got one last card for you. Let me see. I think I've got a pen here somewhere. Aunt Rose is gonna have to forgive me for this. I'll have to get her a new tower card. I just, you know... I really need to give you this number. What is it for? You know those sleazy phone mediums? The ones who can't tell the future for shit? Just tell you all the things you want to hear. Well, I guess you could say it's for one of those. Except, I've actually got a feeling you're going to want to call this one. You know, call it a premonition, if you will.